Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Friday, heading into a long weekend for a lot of people with Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up on Monday. And every Friday, we talk to our friend Megan from Camp By Mama. She always knows what's going on at Camp By Mama on Instagram.
Hey, Megan. So what do you have for us today? Tell us about all the fun things we should check out this weekend.
Yes, there's lots going on. First on my list is the Connecticut Science Center in Hartford. Everyone pays kids' prices this weekend, Saturday to Monday. Experience the wonders of science without breaking the bank. And they'll be featuring more than 165 interactive exhibits, live science demonstrations. Kevin and Jenna, have either of you been to the Connecticut Science Center in Hartford?
So my wife Shannon and I used to live in Hartford, so yeah, so we've been, but it was before we had kids, so I definitely need to make a trip back up there with the kids, and it is a great spot that they have there, and it's a fun little day trip, even if you live down here.
It is a different experience when you go with kids. I've gone to a few science centers with my nieces, and while they're learning, it's just so much more fun. I feel like I'm learning along with them, so yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah, no, I definitely recommend checking it out this spring, Kevin. They do a butterfly exhibit, and it's awesome.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so also this weekend, the town of Ridgefield presents the 28th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration. That'll be on Monday from 3 to 4:30 p.m., honoring the legacy of the great civil rights leader. So if you're looking to teach your kids some of our history, I highly recommend going to that event in Ridgefield.
Yeah, you get a little bit of science at the Science Center, and then you can go down to Ridgefield and get some history.
Yes, totally.
And Megan, what other fun things should we look forward to checking out this weekend?
Yes, this weekend also the Irish American Culture Society of Stanford presents Pancake Breakfast at Our Lady Star of the Sea. That's on Sunday from 10 to 1. Adults are $10. Children are $6. So if you have pancake fans in your house, check out that event.
Yummy.
Yum, right? And also all weekend, Saturday and Sunday, if you're looking for something to do with your younger kids, the carousel at Mill River Park in Stanford is also a great place to go in the winter and burn off some energy and get them out of the house. And then last for this week, brave the freezing waters and hit the beach for a polar plunge with friends. I know a lot of charities are planning these events, but you can even do it with your own group of friends. So, Kevin and Jenna, have either of you done a polar plunge ever?
I actually haven't. I just got a chill when you said that, though, because the water this time of year.
So when I lived in Vermont, I was supposed to do they call it a penguin plunge. I was supposed to do it for charity, but it was too cold. It was below freezing temps.
Oh.
Yeah, so they said, sorry, we have to cancel this, but feel free to do a DIY version. So I did snow angels in a snowbank instead in a tank top and shorts.
That's perfect.
It was still cold. Wow. It was still fun, but yeah, I should check out one of these polar plunges because I feel like I missed out a little bit.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, or you can get Kevin and go this weekend with Anna and Raven or something. You never know.
I know, we should set one up with Star. Yeah, we usually go to a couple of them when they happen in the winter, but yeah, we should do our own.
I think that'd be fun.
I think so. I'll be there.
I do try to take some cold showers in the morning to get my energy going, but I feel like that's not the same.
Completely different.
Jumping in the sound.
Still a good time, though.
Or a lot of my influencer friends have the tubs from Amazon.
Yeah,
on your deck, Kevin. Yes, those are cool, too.
Oh, yeah, like an ice plunge.
Right.
Yes. And then finishing off this week with my mom quote, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Based on the amount of laundry that I do each week, I'm going to assume that there are people who live here that I have not met yet.
It's a lot of laundry.
I know. It's so true. I'm the same way. We have so much laundry, and I feel it does feel like, wait, when did I get this shirt?
you know that feeling when the washer's done doing its job, the dryer's done doing its job, and now you have to fold, and it's I have to do my one job, and it's all just piling up. Yeah.
Yes, putting it away is the worst part, and also the mismatched socks.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then, yeah, and then I always say that every once in a while, I'm like, I got to get like a trash bag together and make a donation to one of these one of these clothing drives.
Basically.
Yes. Yes. In the new year, that's a great thing to do. I love that.
All right, Megan, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, whatever it is everybody's doing. And we'll talk to you again next Friday at Camp by Mama on Instagram.
Talk to you next week.